Yes, sir. What's going on? King Jewel 23 here. I'm going to do a special show here today because I did a show yesterday and it went through to on my YouTube channel. You can catch what I said on my YouTube channel. But for some odd reason, it did not go through to my Spotify. And so I want to go over a little bit of what I said on my Friday show. And I'm going to add some other things as well. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I see, I'm looking at this whole situation here in Atlanta with Fonnie Willis. I want to talk about that a little bit. And also, want to talk about Beyonce. I know you're saying, man, damn, you assassinating that young lady. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, we're gonna talk. We're gonna talk today. That's all. So anyway, get off of this right here, real quick. Thank you very much. King Judah 23 here. You can catch me on Instagram at KINGJUDA23. And you can catch me on all other platforms. My link is in the bio. Again, my link is in the bio. Copy or paste, or you can click on it, and it will take you to the website. It'll probably will say a 404 error, but just click on the bottom and say, go to my homepage. I'm still trying to fix that link. I don't know. I'm going to get that link fixed eventually. But yes, we are definitely online. So, I also want to give you an update. We have surpassed 100 subscribers on YouTube. And I'm going to tell you how the Most High is working, man. The Most High is really working. Okay? The Most High is really, really, really working. We're almost at 200 subscribers. Wow. So anyway. Going back to what I was saying about the whole situation, let me go back over to over my Friday show, what I had on YouTube. And again, you can catch it on YouTube. Catch my YouTube, and you'll find out everything about what I had to say. But I had to talk about black women. And the thing is that I want to really be clear of what I'm saying about black women. Because it seems like in today's generation, when you speak on something, you hate it, or you don't like it, or you're a hater, you're this, you're that, you're angry because black women are doing this and black women doing that. They don't need this, they don't need that. Let me say this to y'all, number first and foremost, okay? I've been doing things on my own for a long ass time, okay? So you being an independent person, you just become an adult. You just an adult. Nobody's going to give you a sandwich, and nobody's going to give you a sandwich and a cookie and a hug and say, "Great job, you doing your thing. I'm so proud of you. You are an adult. You are an adult." I'm gonna say that again. So I'm tired of hearing black women saying, "Well, this, that, and the third, and blah, blah, blah." We can no longer excuse bad behavior. That's what I'm really trying to tell you guys. We can no longer excuse the bad behavior that our community has been displaying. And I'm not just talking about black women, black men as well. Black men as well. Black men have shamed the community. Black men are out here angry at one another, and instead of talking to one another like adults and talking to one another, and being men about it, we're so quick to pick up a gun. We're so quick to do this, and we're so quick to do that. And we're not being men. So I'm not just attacking black women. I'm attacking the whole entire black community and the way we are behaving. Okay? So I don't care if you have the biggest titties and the fattest behind and the most perfect smile of all time. I really don't care about none of that, because the fact of the matter is I can no longer excuse bad behavior. We're in 2024. Things are changing, man. All the people that are doing bullshit, all this playing both sides and you think you're going to get over me and I'm going to get over you type of mentality. No, we're no longer going to accept that in 2024. We are going to be working with one another. We are going to be as one. I'm looking for like-minded people now. And I'm going to continue to say, and see, let me tell you something. Let me say this before I get to the rest of what I really want to say about Finding Willows and Beyonce and the whole situation with black women in general. You get to start speaking stuff into the universe. I'm going to give you a prime example. I'm the most prime example right now. I have cut a lot of people off this year. We are already in February, and I'm telling you, my list is super small. I'm going to say it one more time. My list is super small. No longer will I accept people's half love, half efforts, half friendships. No longer would I will accept people doing half for me and I go all the way out for you. No longer would I will accept anybody saying I love you and then don't show it. You don't show it, you got to go, man. And you got to do the same thing, man. This thing is starting to get spiritual. The thing is spiritual, man. This is really nothing. This is really nothing. Wait till Yah gives Satan the go ahead to really start causing havoc all over this place. I am telling you right now, if you got more than two handful of people that you know too many fucking people. I'm not talking about associates and co-workers and business partners. I'm not talking about that. And even with that, you got to be very careful, because that is spiritual. But we'll get to that another day. I'm talking about intimately, your family, your friends. If they are not with you, you got to get rid of them. That's just the damn truth. That's just the damn truth. You got to start protecting your children from certain family members. You got to start protecting your children from certain people. People go out here, oh, we're going to turn up, and you come to the house, and we getting drunk and fucked up, and you're knocked out on the couch, and next thing you know, one of your homeboys is molesting your daughter. Woo! We have heard of things like that in the past, and that is a spiritual thing. That's why you got to be careful around a lot of people. I'm calling it right out right now. See, when you speak it out to the universe, just like, look at, I told you the beginning of this year when we started season 9. I said, we're going to continue to grow this network. We're going to continue to grow the thing. We're going to continue to get better. We got to start being with like-minded people, man. Like-minded individuals. We got to get with like-minded people. We got to get with like-minded folks, man. We can't continue to do the same thing and expecting different results. What do they say in Alcoholics Anonymous? The definition of insanity is do the same thing and expecting different results. You're still with the same amount of people, same kind of people. You're still with the same old fluky ass people. You're still with the same old this type of people. You're still with these type of people, and you think your life is going to change? Let me ask y'all a question. How many times have you been there for somebody? You went all out. Man, anytime they call you, boom, 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 you right there for them. Anytime they need you, boom, you right there for them. But when you need that help, you need that guidance, what do they say? I'll be there. They don't show up. Those are the type of people you got to get rid of. You got to get rid of those type of people. You got to get away from family members that are jealous of you and envious of you. You got to get rid. You got to get rid of those type of people. Those type of people are dangerous to you. I said this before. People that play both sides are dangerous to you. You got to start realizing that in 2024. 2024, people's eyes are opening. What did I say? What did I say about this network? I'm gonna go back to what I was saying. I apologize. I know I'm all over the place, but I have so much. I'm trying to get out on this show right here, right? What did I say in the beginning of season 9? I said we're gonna grow this network. I spoke it into the universe. See, this is why Yah is so great, man. I'm telling you, this is why Yah is who he is. I spoke into the universe. I said we are gonna grow this network. We're gonna grow this channel, and we're gonna become better, better, and better, and better, and better every single day. And damn it, if it had not happened. Damn it, if what I am saying did not happen, did not come to pass. I was looking for 100 subscribers. That's all I'm looking for. And we are a few subs away from 200. Then it may get to 300. Then it may get to 400, 500, 600. We don't know what the Most High is going to give to us. We don't know that, but we are going to grow this network. And like I said, this is just YouTube. This is just YouTube. I want you to understand what I'm telling you. This is just YouTube. We haven't really done any promotion for Spotify yet. We really haven't done any promotion for our Twitch yet. We haven't done any kind of promotion for anything else yet. We're just doing our YouTube channel where I'm just uploading videos on all different type of topics, from aliens to the elites of molesting children. My most successful video, and I can't believe this is happening. I uploaded a 19-second short. This is how the Most High is working. I uploaded a video talking about Jay-Z. If you think R. Kelly was bad, Jay-Z is just as worse. Just as bad, if not worse, right? Because him and Beyonce is on the list on that flight list that went to Pedophile Island with Jeffrey Epstein. But that's no here nor there. I upload a 19-second video when Rihanna first got into the industry, underage, and she was screwing Jay-Z. And Jay-Z was the one that gave her herpes to Chris Brown. Facts. Guess how many views that video has already gotten? Over 20,000. Yes. Then I uploaded another video where Charleston White was talking about black women. That's almost at 5,000 views. See, guys, this is what we're talking about. The Most High. When you work for Yahweh, when you work for Yah, things are not going to be as fast as Satan. Satan, right now, if I was to sell my soul to Satan, I would have a million subscribers right now. I really want you to understand what I'm telling you right now. This is when I say, when I close off and say, the Most High gives favor, Satan blesses. This is what I mean, people. If I was to sell my soul to Satan, right now I have a million YouTube views right now. Right now I have a million YouTube subscribers. Right now I'll be monetizing on YouTube. Right now I'll probably be, my Spotify will be all over the place. If I have like a 1,000 or 2,000 followers, my Instagram will be blowing up all over the place. I'm telling you, if I was working with Satan. But because I'm working with Yahweh, everything's working slow. But as everything is going slow, I'm being more and more appreciative. I'm being more appreciative of the followers that I'm getting, the subscribers I'm getting. Every single follower, every single play, every single view, I appreciate it, man. I want you guys to really, truly understand that. Every single subscription, every single follow, every single like, every single, even if you don't like it, I still love it. Because we're growing this network. I got comments coming at me left and right all of a sudden. That's favor from Yahweh. Yes, I'm not monetized on YouTube. Yes, I'm not monetized on none of these platforms yet. But the Most High already let me know that once I give you this favor, once I know you're ready to handle all this, I need you to do certain things. See, Satan's not gonna tell you that. Satan's gonna tell you, oh, you want a million subscribers? You want 2 million views on your video? You want 500 comments on your video? You want all this? You want all that? Boom! Here you go. There you go. Why you think Miss Netta and Charles, and if you don't know who Miss Netta and Charles are, that's a faggot couple that is popping all over Facebook, all through social media right now. See, you know Satan worked for them because they blew up quick. They blew up real quick. I want to tell you guys this right now. People like Miss Netta, first of all, Miss Netta is not a miss. It's really a transvestite named Joe. But we're going to give them names that they give us, right? Miss Netta and Charles, that's a gay couple. And they just came up quick. All of a sudden, within the last 2 or 3 months, they blew up real quick. That's Satan. They praying to Satan. I'm telling y'all right now. They praying to Satan right now. That Satan is giving them those views. That Satan is giving them those tour dates. That's Satan that's giving them that monetized money. That's Satan. That is not of Yah. First of all, Yah is not going to give favor to no fair couple anyway. And again, if you don't know who Miss Netta and Charles is, go on Google and pull up. Miss Netta, M-S-N-E-T-T-A, and Charles. And that those two ugly motherfuckers will pop right on up on your screen. Satan's going to give it to you quick. He's going to give it to you quick. He's going to make sure. Or you want that big booty bitch? You want Nicki Minaj? You want sniff Nicki Minaj's ass? Here you go. Boom. Man, that thing smells so damn good. Smell like lemonade. Some of you niggas out here so damn pussy driven. Man, I want to sniff Cardi B's ass. That ass look like it smells so damn good. Smell like water. Well, that's the damn truth. He's going to give it to you like that. He's going to give it to you. You want Nicki Minaj? You want Cardi B? You want Summer Walker? What's that hoe's name now? Oh, no, with Tyler Swift and the Super Bowl. Ice Spice, there you go. Oh, and by the way, did I not call her out with Ice Spice? Did I not call that out too? I already called out with Gorilla, and then I called out with Ice Spice. Damn. Ice Spice was at the Super Bowl with an upside down cross. First of all, we know that the cross doesn't represent Yahweh anyway, but we're going to move on. And then she had the devil horns. She was signing off with a devil horn. So you already know she's in. First of all, you already know that she's in already because she was with Tyler Swift. Tyler Swift is a glorified witch. Facts. That Super Bowl was rigged, man. That was a rigged-ass Super Bowl. That Super Bowl was rigged. I'm going to say it again. That Super Bowl was rigged. The Chiefs got a blessing from Satan. Facts. All this stuff is fixed. All this stuff is rigged. All your politicians, 90% of them are reptilian. Facts. I know I'm supposed to be going talking about Beyonce and black women and what I said on my last podcast, but I'm going with this right now because Yahweh wants me to go with this. 90% of your politicians are reptilian. Facts. You think that's a real Joe Biden? Joe Biden been dead. You think that's really Kamala Harris? That bitch is a clone. You think that's really what's that old geezer's name with the Republican Party? Mitch McConnell. You think that's a real Mitch McConnell? Mitch McConnell has been dead. That's a reptile. That's a clone. All the politicians in Washington D.C. are trying to make decisions for you. I want you to understand what I'm trying to tell you here today. All these politicians are trying to make decisions for you. And 90% are reptile. Facts. So when I hear people saying this and saying that, and oh, what about the migrant? They're coming over, taking all our resources, man. I am telling you right now, it is designed that way. All the Republicans, the Democrats, they both got together and said, let these motherfuckers in, because like I said before, they're UN soldiers anyway. Look what's going on at the border. If you've been paying attention on the news, what's going on the border? Do you see any women and children? It's a whole bunch of men that's coming over here. Those are UN soldiers. They come from China. They're coming from Russia. They're coming from Ukraine. They're coming from certain parts of Africa. They're coming from the Caribbean as well. But these are mostly men. 90% of these people are men. These are UN soldiers. There was a spot on the news that said New York City had approved a $53 million prepaid debit card program for the migrants. That's nothing but a payoff. That's coming from your trust, your isolated trust. Your taxes are not paying for these $53 million. It's coming out of your trust. This is what I'm trying to tell you. You need to start changing your stance to a nationalist. You need to start looking at becoming a secure party creditor. You need to start doing these things. These things are going to start being very, very important. Because I'm telling you right now, if you call yourself an American citizen, within the next 10 to 15 years, you are going to be like cattle. Nobody's going to give a fuck about you. Facts. You ain't going to have no rights. You ain't going to have nothing. I am telling you right now, I don't give a damn if you have 3 passports. You are going to be like cattle. When you call yourself an American citizen, you are a citizen of the United States. You ain't shit. I'm just being honest with you. People say, I'm a proud U.S. citizen. I'm proud of being a U.S. citizen. You get these white folks coming up, I'm a proud American. I'm a proud citizen of America. You keep saying that shit, and I'm telling you right now, you will be treated like cattle. I'm being serious when I'm saying this now, guys. But going back to what I was saying about Fannie Willis, I'm gonna say this right here, right? Fannie Willis should never have tried Donald Trump. That was the worst thing she could have done. That was the worst thing she could have done. The absolute worst thing she could have done was try to bring up Donald Trump on charges. I'm gonna tell you why. To be honest, out of all Donald Trump's cases, the strongest one is in Atlanta. I called this out. I said this. Out of all the cases that he's being tried on, New York, Florida, federally, statewide, no matter, the strongest cases here in Atlanta. They caught the man on tape trying to rig the election. First of all elections are rigged anyway. Let's be honest. All elections are rigged anyway. But he was trying to unrig it and rig it again in his favor. And they caught him on tape saying this. So the strongest case is here in Georgia. But I'm going to tell you the reason why Fannie Willis should have never had even picked up the case. She didn't even have even thought about picking up the case. How are you going to get Donald Trump to be found guilty? And you're struggling with Young Thug. Ooh, wait a minute. Hold on. What? Yes. How in the hell are you going to get Donald Trump to be found guilty here in this racist-ass state of Georgia? Here in this red state of Georgia. Let's just be honest. Yes, Atlanta is mostly black, but let's look at Georgia as a whole. It's more just Atlanta than Georgia. You know that, right? For the people that doesn't really understand. People really think Atlanta is all of Georgia. That's just ridiculous to me. You got Savannah, you got Macon, you got Cumming, you got all these other places in Georgia. So do you think you can get Donald Trump to be found guilty here in Georgia when you've been struggling to get Young Thug to be found guilty. And Young Thug left himself wide open, and you still can't close the case. You're still going at it right now as we speak right now in his trial. But then you listen to Whitey, you listen to the elites, you listen to all these people. Oh, girl, go ahead and try him. It's black girl magic, black girl this, black girl that. This is why I'm trying to tell my black women, stop with the damn gaslighting. Stop trying to co-sign bullshit. She heard the elites. She heard everybody say, go get him, go get him, go get him, go get him. You're going to be famous. And now look at her. Looking stupid. Now, I'm going to say this here. I believe Fonnie Willis and that dude been screwing. I believe that. But you know what? I really don't give a fuck. That really has nothing to do with this damn trial, if Donald Trump is guilty or not. But because she's a black woman, they're gonna put her through the ringer. I'm telling you, they're going to put her through the ringer. She may not be the DA at the end of this. This is why I say to my black people who want to go on these high positions and want to be president, want to be CEO and be the DA and be the mayor and be this and be that. Oh, speaking of mayors, we're going to talk about that whole in Chicago too, by the way, in Illinois too. We're going to talk about that whole as well. But you got to understand, when you in these high positions, you got to play ball. You can't just go in with your sister power attitude and you think you're gonna get away. No, this is not the movies, baby. This is not the Taraji P. Henson. This is the real world. The real world has connections and powers that you really can't really touch like that. But I'm telling you right now, by the time this whole situation is over, she may not even be the DA of Fulton County anymore. Facts. And we talking about Donald Trump, right? But do you know right now there are several people in jail that ain't even been indicted yet by the state of Georgia? Right now on Rice Street, right now, there are thousands of inmates that ain't even been indicted yet. You ain't even gotten to these niggas yet, but you want to be focused on Donald Trump. You deserve everything you fucking get. You deserve everything you get. You went in with that sister power. You went in with your head held high. You think you hot shit, and you think that Donald Trump's gonna fall on my feet. Let me tell you something, baby. I'm telling you something. I'm telling you something right now, my sister. You better back out now. You better back out now. And if they can't get you through the legal way, they're gonna try to kill you. Facts. Get out now. My warning to Fonnie Willis right now is to get out. I'm telling Fonnie Willis right now, you need to get out while you can. While you still got two legs and two arms and two eyes and two ears to see, hear, and walk and hold somebody, you need to get out right now. Because the way you're going, they're going to kill you. And I'm going to tell you something right now. All this black sisterhood, once they kill you, they ain't going to slide for you. They ain't going to do shit for you. The only thing they're going to do is cry and march. That's the only thing they're going to do. They're going to cry and they're going to march and they're going to say, we demand justice, and they're going to go about their business and eat their church's chicken. Facts. These niggas ain't going to do nothing for you. They're not gonna talk to the people for you. They're not gonna demand justice for you. They don't give a shit about you. They really don't. Yeah, they're proud that you're a black woman in power, but they really don't give a fuck about you because they don't even have any power. And you're gonna find out very soon that you don't have no fucking power. That's what be killing me with these niggas talking about. Well, I see about the presidency, but see, we gotta start being more involved in our local elections. Man, all these motherfuckers are selected and not elected. All these people are selected. They don't give a flying shit about your damn vote. They don't even give a fuck about your lies, man. If they gave gave a shit about your line, why would they give you a fucking vaccine that was only 5 months in development? And now you got all these people falling out. You got people dying at record numbers now. And nobody even saying not one fucking word about it. Not one. You got all these heart attacks, all this thyroid, and all this shit to start coming up. All the people are laying in the hospital. Can't even hardly swallow because of this COVID vaccine. How is an 18-year-old, let's talk about LeBron James' son for a moment. How is an 18-year-old, healthy 18-year-old child who runs every day, who's in physical, good physical shape, got a good diet, all this stuff, and he's falling out of a heart attack? But nobody's really thinking about this, right? Nobody's even talking about this, right? This is what we need to start talking about. Why is all these young men falling to their deaths? Young, I'm talking about 18, 19, 20, they're young. They ain't hardly got any balls on their hair, hair on their balls yet, and they falling out. I mean, seriously, really think about this. Really think about it, right? But black folks do anything white people do. So if whitey says, oh yeah, it's good, then black folks gonna go along with it. Oh yeah, it's good. It's real good. Yeah, bro, it's real good. Got a bunch of cowards in our community. We need to get rid of a lot of these cowards in the community, man. We need to get rid of a lot of these cowards. We need to get rid of a lot of these people that infiltrating us. Yes, we are being infiltrated right now as we speak. Yes, we are being infiltrated right now as we speak. Yes, we are being infiltrated right now as we speak. Yes. Yes. 80 to 85% of your rappers are federal agents. Facts. 50 Cent. Jay-Z. Gucci. Yes, Gucci. Gucci's a federal agent too. Why do you think all his R's are getting locked up? Why is every single time you sign to Gucci, you get locked up? Come on, man. Y'all better start getting with the program, man. Y'all better start getting really with the program. Y'all better start understanding where we at, people. You better start understanding where the hell we at, people. You better start understanding. You better start getting your mind together. So when I start saying you need to start changing, you need to start looking at your circle a little bit differently, and I don't give a damn if it's your mama, I don't give a damn if it's your daddy, I don't give a damn if it's your family member, I don't give a damn if it's your best friend, you need to start looking at the circle around you. Because yes, they may seem like they love you, but behind the scenes, if you only knew they were talking shit about you, you will stop smiling in these niggas' faces. You'll stop smiling in these women's faces. You'll stop smiling at each other if you really truly know. And I'm telling you right now, people have slowly revealed themselves to me, and I have to slowly let them go. That don't mean I don't love them. That don't mean I don't care for them. That don't mean that the times we had wasn't special. Yes, it was special. Yes, it was great. Yes, it was a great time that we had. Yes, but we cannot base our relationship off the past fun that we had. Things have changed. I have elevated. You stay the same, and you got jealous. I elevated, you didn't, and now you're mad. You better start looking. Look at Paid in Full. When Rico killed Mitch, right? When Rico killed Mitch, they was boys. They was homies. Right? They was friends. They started out looking out for one another in jail. What happened? Rico wanted Mitch's spot. And then he killed Mitch. He backdoored Mitch. Start paying attention to your circle. Pay attention to your people, man, before you get yourself killed, man. Because I'm telling you, in 2024, people are not caring about relationships no more. People are not caring about you, their family, no more. It's what can they get out of you. And if they can't get anything out of you, they'll kill you. I'm telling you. This is why you got to start being smart. Yes, you may not like guns. Yes, you may not be very comfortable with guns. But I'm going to tell you something. You better have something. You better have something for you to pursue. Because, yes, Yashkara, and I got two swords at home. Okay? I got two swords. That's cool and everything. But guess what? A sword can't beat a gun. Now let me say this before I continue with my statement, right? Yes, with faith with Yah, anything is possible. Yes, faith with Yah, you could beat anybody in any situation. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is, a gun versus a sword, who's gonna win that? A gun's gonna win. A bullet is faster than a blinking eye. So how is you with two swords going to beat a guy that can kill you within an instant second? You better start using your mind. You better start using your brain, man. Using your brain. Okay, I may not have the biggest gun in the world, but this is going to protect me and my family. Yes, I may not have the super bullets like this gun has or that gun has, but guess what? It does not matter. This is going to save me and my family. This is what you got to start thinking. Okay, you're not comfortable with guns. You're not comfortable. Go to a range. Take your gun to a range. Hey, there's plenty of people that will show you how to use it. There's plenty of people that will show you, hey, this is what you need to do and blah, 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 blah. Hold on to this. Hold on to that. You need to start conversing yourself with a gun. And the reason why I'm saying this is because we're getting more and more violent now. Guys, people are not fighting no more. People ain't putting their dukes up and saying, come on, let's fight and we both walk away. No, mothers are killing people. If you get into it with somebody, 9 times out of 10, now they're going to shoot you. That's why either you need to walk away or you got to shoot them. I'm telling you, this is where we at, guys. And black men and men in general, stop falling for some big tits and a fat ass. That bitch can set you up too. And 9 times out of 10, when your enemies want to line you up, they're going to use a bitch. And now they're going to use no man. They're going to use a bitch. Stop thinking that these people are these women are not capable of doing anything to you. Do you know in the hood for some women, this is how they pay their bills? Getting with gangsters, getting with guys, and they go dress real sexy, and they go to a gambling spot, or for 2 or 3 nights, hey, you know, they drinking good, she getting with the business owner, she's getting with this person, she getting with that person, everybody's smiling and everything like that, and meanwhile, after every single night, then she go back and report to the thugs, hey, this person got this, hey, this person got that, this person got this person got that, you need to come through this way instead of that way. I'm telling you, this is what they do. So that's why we can no longer excuse black women's behavior. We can no longer excuse black women's behavior. And it kills me when I hear black women say, well, we're not protected enough. That's bullshit. The black community has been protecting the black woman forever. Facts. Y'all have been protected, man. You don't understand how well you've been protected. You know Granny has been allowing Uncle Joe to roam around free and blase, blah. But do you care? No, you don't give a shit. Big Mama. Y'all been asking nothing about Big Mama. Big Mama been getting her rent paid by a pedophile. Facts. Why we don't talk about that? You know your Uncle Joe. You know you don't trust your kids around Uncle Joe. You know you tell your kid before you go in that house, hey, you know your Uncle Joe, don't be around him. But you don't want to talk about Big Mama that's been allowing this pedophile been roaming around this whole entire family for a long time. You know you've been molested by Uncle Joe. You know he touched you the wrong way. You know you went to Big Mama about it. And what did Big Mama do? She cussed your ass out about her, huh? Because she only gives a damn about her damn bill. See, this is where we at, people. See, the first thing we need to do to clean up the whole entire community is not to build anything, not to have anything, is to tell the fucking truth. Before we start building our own banks and our own hospital, and by the way, that's not going to work either, because in Deuteronomy 28:68, we under the curses of Yah. We under the curses. We still under the curses. 2/3 of black people going to be done away with. I'm tired telling you this, but we're going to move on. You know you went to Big Mama about Uncle Joe, but Big Mama loves Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe is Big Mama's favorite child. And he's paying all her bills. She don't give a damn what you guys say about him and his past pedophilia behavior. But nobody say anything, right? Oh, that's Big Mama. You better say nothing about Big Mama. You know your daughter's a hoe. You know your daughter would jump on any dick that'll stand up. That's my baby. That's my baby, though. That's my baby. And that may be your baby. That may be your child. But we are not being honest with our children. Mamas, you know your son out there committing a murder out here. Just like, it kills me when I see people like King Von Mama, right? She gets up there, oh, he was such a great child, and he was this, he was that. Your son was a killer. The hell is you talking about? And the reason why he was a killer, because you allowed him to do his bullshit behavior in your house. So when somebody like Charleston White say, fuck King Von's mama, everybody gets mad about that. Everybody's angry about that. What do you mean, fuck King Von's mama? She lost her son, you see? But you're not being protected? That doesn't make sense. You have been more than protected. Black men have shielded themselves around you and all your bullshit, all your imperfections. They have shielded around you and say, oh, but the black woman's all black women are queens. First of all, that's not even the fucking case, but we're going to move on with that. Stop saying you're not being protected. You are being protected. Because if you wasn't protected, guess what? Somebody like myself and Charleston White, every black man out here will call you out on your own bullshit. And even still to this day, even with the Charleston Whites, even with the King Julius 23s, even with this person, and what's that brother that recently passed? God, what's that guy that passed, man? Used to get on women all the time. Okay, even with him. Kevin Samuels, there you go. Even with Kevin Samuels, you still got simp-ass niggas that put up podcasts. See, men, you're not giving a woman a safe space. The Most High said in his word that the moment that you walk out the door, you are among evil. What the fuck you mean safe space? But see, this is the bullshit that I'm talking about, that we are co-signing BS behavior of our black women because we got simp-ass podcasters who don't want nothing but some coochie. Let's be honest. Don't want nothing but some damn coochie. That's all they really want. They want your money and they want your coochie. That's all. But they know you full of shit. They know that you are not staying 10 toes. They know that you have a lot of flaws on you. They know that, but because they want your coochie and they want your financial support, they're not going to tell you that. They're not going to tell you that black women are 80 to 85% of the problem in the black community now. They're not going to tell you that black women, that black women's decisions is costing the whole entire community. They're not going to tell you that. They want your private parts and they want your money. That's what they want. So he is no benefit to you. But what do? You listen to that podcast and it sounds real good in your ear, don't it? It sounds real good in your ear. And so you give him financial support. Or I'm going to cash out him $100 because I like what he's saying. He is no different from a pastor. Why do you think there is more black women than black men in churches now? Because it's the same damn thing. They're not teaching black women how to be submissive to their husbands. In and all ways. They're not teaching them that. They're not teaching them that, hey, the woman is here to be a man's help. They're not teaching them that. They're teaching them, God is preparing a man for you. That's a lie. The Most High is not preparing a man for you. He is preparing you for that man. And some of you women are failing miserably. Ask me this question, and we're going to get off this topic. Why is the black woman the most educated out of white women, Latino women, Latino men, white men, any race you could think of, right? Throw it up in the air. And the most educated out of all of them is the black woman. Think about this. But the most unmarried is black women. Why? Ask yourself that question. Why is black women the most educated but the most unmarried? Right now, I believe that the current statistics right now is less than 25% of black women are married. Come on, man. That's not a good number. That means three-fourths of black women in this country, that's 75%. Of black women that are not even married. And then, let's take away the women that is in current relationships right now. Okay, boom. Okay, that may be 15 to 20%. Okay, so you mean to tell me 55% of black women are single and don't have a man in their life, but they're the most educated? That don't make sense. So something has to happen for that to happen. They gave you Cardi B. They gave you Nicki Minaj. They gave you Steve Harvey. Yes, Steve Harvey's part of this shit too. Be a woman but think like a man. That's impossible. The Most High said that that's even impossible. Women think in emotions. Men think logically. Real men, by the way. I'm not talking about these little bitch ass niggas. I'm not talking about these little boys out here. I'm not talking about them. Excuse me. I'm talking about real men. Real men think logically. Women think emotionally. So even with what Steve Harvey is saying, that's bullshit. But you bought that. You bought T.D. Jakes' book, Woman That Art Loose. You bought these books. You bought all this garbage. And it led you to nowhere. So I'm telling all black women today, and I'm going to leave this alone. You need to learn how to be humble. You need to learn to say, the Most High is preparing myself for a man, not the other way around. The Most High, what did the Most High do? He pulled Eve from Adam's rib and he created a woman. Well, the Bible's a lie because why the gift of life come through a woman, but Eve came through a man? Because the Most High can do any fucking thing he wants to fucking do. That's why. Stop thinking in this part of the universe. The Most High can do anything. Do you know that there's so many planets that we can't even fucking count? Do you understand that? Do you understand there's so many creatures underneath the sea that we ain't even have saw half? You think a shark is scary? You think sharks are scary? Man, go down to the abyss. Why you think they're not allowing us to go to Antarctica? Why do you think they're not allowing them to go to Antarctica? Because there's a wall of ice. There's another civilization out there, man. That's why. There's another civilization out there, man. There's a whole nother civilization out there. Do you understand? There's a wall of ice. Somewhere in Antarctica, there's a big wall of ice. Big wall of ice. And on the other side is a whole nother civilization, man. That's why they're not allowing us to go to Antarctica. All the countries, think about this. All the countries in Latin America, North America, Middle East, there's no such thing in the Middle East, but we're going to give them what they give us. Middle East is really Africa, but we're going to move on. All the African nations, all these nations can come together and say, nobody's allowed to go to Antarctica without a permit, right? Nobody's allowed to go to Antarctica without a special permit. But they can't come together, but listen to this, but they can't come together to represent the people. Come on, man. This is all a script. This is all a facade. Everything, I'm trying to tell you, everything is a script. Everything is a script. Everything you've been taught is a lie. From the schools to your churches, you have been taught lies, man. You've been taught lies. Anyway, we're going to go to some, I'm going to give you some news that you can use. Yes, sir. Let's go to some news that you can use here. Donald Trump avoids corporate death penalty in civil fraud case, but his businesses will still get slammed. Guys, I'm gonna say this right here. Donald Trump is not worried about anything. Now this came out yesterday. He's ordered to pay $355 million to the state of New York. He's ordered to pay $83 million to what's that girl's name that sued him for the? Let me tell you something. When you're a secure party creditor, you put a lien on yourself. Donald Trump is not gonna shell out not one penny. I want you to understand what I'm telling you right now. He's not gonna shell out one penny. Not one penny. I want you to understand that. He's not gonna shell out one penny. Not one. I'm gonna say this again. He is not going to spend not one dime on any of these cases. He is a secure party creditor. Go on YouTube, look it up on secure party creditor. All the thing you got to do is put a lien on yourself. If you put a lien on yourself, nobody can touch you. You're a secure party creditor. That's why all these CEOs and CFOs and COOs, that's why they can get away with a lot of garbage, because they know the system. So secure party creditor, okay? Wisconsin mom was found dead in a crash car with son, or a three-year-old son inside. Now police say she was murdered. She looked like she's a white woman, but. White woman or not, I'm gonna be honest. Women are dying at a fast rate. And I know women are gonna sit up there and say, well, you keep talking about us. Damn, what about the men? I already spoke about the men. I already said that 90% of black men are most of the thing that black men do is for some coochie. 90% of them. I already said that already. But women are dying at a faster rate than men. I would never have thought this. Women are dying at a faster rate than men? Ladies, you need to start paying attention who's around you. I don't give a damn that's your girl for the last 15, 20 years. You don't know what the hell was saying behind your back. You better start paying attention to your circle. Open your third eye. Okay? You got two eyes in the physical. But you also have a third eye in the spiritual. Okay? Taylor Swift gives $100,000 to the family of the woman killed in the Chiefs parade shooting. I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna let this be it, guys. This was a sacrifice. Okay, this was a sacrifice. They sacrificed that woman. All right, it didn't matter who died. It didn't matter how many people was gonna die. This was all staged. That shooting was a stage at the Super Bowl parade. It was all staged. Medical professionals weigh in on a growing trend of people getting full body scans to screen for cancer. That's nothing but the vaccine, guys. It's nothing but the vaccine. I'm gonna say that again. We got more people getting cancer than ever before. Why is that? It's the vaccine. Your doctor sold you out. Because your doctor told you to go get a jab and you got that jab. Did you know that doctor got between $40,000 to $50,000 off of you alone? Yes. That doctor got between $40,000 to $50,000. I want you to understand what I'm telling you right now. This is why I tell black folks, stay away from these fucking doctors. Your doctor got between $40,000 to $50,000 off your ass. Hamas say Israeli hostages have suffered many losses. Guys, this is nothing but a script. Okay? This is nothing but a script. Have you heard anything about Hamas bombing children? Have you heard anything about Hamas bombing anybody and killing anybody? This is Israelis doing this. But see, I'm gonna tell you the reason why the whole issue in Israel and Hamas, because They know who the true Israelites are. They know who the true people of Israel are. They know this. The civil war was about you, black man, black woman, black child. And this current war right now is about you, my black man, black woman, black child. Facts. We're going to do one more story here. Trying to figure out here. Oh, okay. AstraZeneca. U.S. FDA approved AstraZeneca's chemo combo. Guys, if you trust any of these doctors, if you trust any of these medicines, the Most High, everything to heal you, the Most High has grown for you. Your kitchen needs to be your cabinet. I'm really dead serious, guys. Your kitchen needs to be your medicine cabinet. Everything the Most High has grown, everything the Most High has shown you, everything has healing properties. But you go to pharmaceutical, you go run to your doctor, and it kills me when my black men, women, and children are doing it. They run to their doctor. Or, well, before I do this, let me go see my doctor. Whew. That's why I said 2/3 of black folks are going to be lost. 2/3 of black folks are done away with. Only 1/3 is going to survive. And very few Gentiles are going to survive this. I want you to understand this, man. Okay? But anyway, we'll be back Friday. Hopefully, this time, Spotify and YouTube can work together. I hope. Okay? I really hope so. But anyway, thank you very much again to all my new subscribers. I love you guys. All my subscribers on this platform, love you guys. All my followers on this platform, love you guys. All everybody that has follow me on Instagram, follow me anywhere. I love you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. Okay. Peace and favor, because the Most High gives favor. Satan blesses. Peace. One love. See you Friday night.